B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia, 9 a.m. in Arizona, and the sun is up. You know what's interesting out here, B, is that the sun, like, when it sets, it's just dark. Yeah. You know how, like, at home, like, the sun sets and it's still light out, and you, like, get, like, these pretty – it's just dark out here.
Oh, it's dark as hell.
It changes quick, man. I guess people are mad at me. It is Bleep You Thursday.
Why are they mad at you?
I don't know, B. I don't know. I got some dude in the chat yelling the chickens are coming home to roost to me. I don't know what that
means. What?
I don't know. But I'm going to start. I don't know why. We are Deborah, that's always in the chat. Uh-huh. Seems like a very nice woman.
Yep.
I'm a big fan. She's mad at me for something. We'll start there. Bleep You Thursday. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. Deborah from the chat is mad. Hello, Deborah. Who has wronged you?
JP, you've wronged me.
How?
The other day, you put all of our business out on the street. I thought what happens in the chat stays in the chat.
Well, that's in the street.
I mean, the chat. A, what is your business that I put in the street? But B, like, the chat is kind of the chat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you told everybody on the air about what was going on in the chat.
Well, that's what he does on a
regular basis.
What
is going on in the chat? I don't understand.
Y'all
were like flirting, and he was just, you know, seeing what was going on.
I wasn't.
Well, Seymour Butts was flirting with you.
Okay, well. But Deborah, JP didn't have to tell everybody.
Deborah, can I tell you something? You calling in to say bleep you to me about the thing from 2 days ago that everybody forgot is only rehashing this issue.
Well, if I don't give you a hard time, JP, who will?
Oh, the whole world. Everyone constantly. Deb, but thank you for calling. Thank you
for
listening.
Appreciate you for calling.
Dude, you should see what the chat's doing now. I won't say it.
What are they doing?
Look at this one.
Oh!
Robbie in the chat says, got to bleep Vegas this week. Three-leg parlay for Monday didn't hit solely because of the Jaden Daniels kneel to end the game that dropped his rushing yards under 40. That's a tough
How
L,
that
man.
On Vegas, though?
Yeah, that's a tough L, but here's the thing. There's a reason they want you to put parlays in. They're really, really hard to hit. I'm aware of that from last night. I think my parlay went 0-2. Let's go to G-Men in Landover. What's up, G-Men? G-Man?
What's
Hello?
Up, JP? What's up, boys? What's up?
What's up,
How
brother?
You doing, dude?
Yeah, man. So this weekend, my birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
I
want
to beat the state of Florida. Thank you.
State of Florida?
So my lady
Why?
Had, man, my lady had planned a little nice getaway, man. My father-in-law lived down there. We're supposed to go to the Eagles game. And everything got canceled due to the hurricane coming. And she told me last night, so I'm pretty bummed out, man.
Don't blame Florida. You better, hey, man.
Listen, I'm sorry.
Saving you.
So bleep the hurricane coming.
Bleep the hurricane.
It's always something down there in Florida, man.
Well, dude, this time of year is hurricane season. But, yo, seriously, I know a bunch of folks that are going to be in the path of that thing. Is it Helene, I think? Yeah. And I know we got listeners down in Florida. Try to be careful down there, man. Yep. That thing is no joke.
I know. My daughter's
in
North Carolina right now.
The trip got canceled.
I know. I'm talking about other people, G, but thank you for the call. I appreciate it, man.
G said he worried about him. He worried about nobody else. To hell with everybody else.
Here's what I can tell you. If you ever look in the book of vacation and you see a sweetheart deal to Florida or the Caribbean in September or October, buy the insurance, man. Because there's a reason it gets real cheap for like a 3-week stretch down there because those storms are brewing.
Those storms are coming.
I think it's only fair. Landfill or Jeff, should just, you know, coincidentally, do either of the boys in the aquarium have a bleep you this week?
Yes, I do.
Oh, hey, Jeff. Wow. What's up, bud?
Okay, so first, my bleep you. Actually,
okay, so.
Actually, all of my bleep yous are going to JP Finley.
Dude, when did this become just
first,
like a
hold
roast
on, hold on,
me
no,
segment?
No. First, bleep you, JP Finley, for starting that rumor that I wanted to get Terry McLaurin traded, and now you got people like Tailgate Ted taking pictures and editing I Love Ravens on my shirt. Bleep you for that. Two.
Yo, hold on. Can we? I'm gonna let you keep going, but let's address this topic.
You are a fan of the Ravens, aren't you?
Well, that's one. Two, you're the one that brought it up. B and I had never even heard that was a theory.
That's not true.
You brought
that's
it up
true.
On the
that's
show.
That's not true.
That is true.
I have the audio, and I will gladly pull it. B, when I said that's the talk around, B even said, oh, yeah, they is talking about that.
I heard some people talking
about
it.
So
okay.
Bleep you
I
for
had
that.
Not heard of that.
Two, bleep you for not taking us last Friday. You betted it. You said that the Commanders would not win the game. And
yeah,
the reason why I'm saying bleep you for that is because after you said that the Commanders would lose the game, you then decided to go on national TV with Cowboys colors on.
Oh, you did that, JP.
And we all know you're not beating them.
I wore a brown jacket.
No. You had on blue and gray and silver.
And gray.
You got to stop with this.
You had Chico Hernandez.
Yep.
They were playing the Bengals. What the hell are you talking about?
You don't wear no Cowboys colors during football season.
I'm not allowed to wear blue, Jeff.
Blue, white, and silver. No. No, you're not.
Not together.
Not together.
To call that Cowboys colors is asinine.
No, it's not. Especially when you already had a star hat. You're voting. You're going against the Commanders. You're not beating them allegations, JP. So bleep you.
All right, Jeff. Jeff, I appreciate you being at work. It's a short show. Hopefully, you can make it the whole time. And Landfill, you, sir. The Cowboys stuff drives me crazy, and I know you guys are doing it because you know it drives me crazy. That is, I want to curse because that is so bleeping stupid.
But you do have the colors on, Jay.
B, it's
when I saw you, that's the first thing I
that
thought.
That coat right there, you thought of the Cowboys, it's brown.
No, it got blue and silver in that thing. That looked great. On TV, it looks great. And Chick had like the same colors.
Chick does that on purpose every week. He likes to wear the opposing team's colors. How is that? They weren't even – they were playing the Bengals. Their colors are orange and black.
I didn't say you wore the opposing team color. We say you wore cowboy colors.
You just said opposing team.
No, I didn't say – you said opposing twice.
Oh, you guys drive me nuts. Jamar is in Fairfax.
Jamar, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
We're good.
Hey, I called in earlier this year, my boy. It was also Bleak You Thursday. Oh, no, it was actually Mitch Anything. He was talking trash about Biotis. He's a Cowboys fan. Man, let me just say, first off, he was sick on Monday. We got a group chat, and he just fell all the way out of it by halftime. But anyways, he's a huge Cowboys fan. I just been getting a lot of encouragement. I've been feeling real good, inspirational by you guys, calling them badass. DQ calling a badass this morning as well. So I just wanted to bleep you to all Cowboys Nation out there. And, yeah, Tyler Badass is truly a badass.
I like
brother.
That.
Thank that. Thank you.
Cowboys Giants tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That should be a good one,
man.
Who am
I pulling for?
Who do you think needs to win more?
I told you the Cowboys. Yesterday I told you Cowboys. Because Cowboys are the ones with the aspirations. The Giants have no playoff aspirations. Not going into this season.
They might think they do, but we don't think they do.
I don't think they do.
bleep you to Landfill for the tweet from B. Mitch and Finley.
What did he tweet?
Hold on. Why do you say bleep you to me?
Well, who sent it? You or Jeff?
I don't know who runs that account.
I'm sure you don't. Maybe it's Cody. Cody, don't you have a job? phone lines are open.
I think Cody has a job. I think.
800-636-1067. Patrick is in Baltimore. Pat, what up, man?
What's up, guys? I got two of them. One is for people who still don't know how to drive and try and cause accidents daily. There's a special place in you know where for them. And the second one is for parents who don't parent their children and just let them act crazy all the time. It's just annoying, and I feel like it's a never-ending. It never stops. It's annoying as hell.
I'm with you there. It's having young kids and, like, trying to make it in the world is difficult. I think sometimes you got to recognize that kids are kids and they're going to be a little crazy, but then there are the folks that just
– kids are bad. No, The parents of the bad kids are the ones that need to be blamed, though.
You also got to watch your kids. Like, there are people that if you go to a restaurant or the pool or something, they're like, all right, do what you want. And then they just go off and do their own thing.
Nah.
That drives me crazy.
Like, to be honest with you, they do that because they want you to do something.
100%.
You'll be trying to save their kid, and then they'll be trying to sue you.
It's interesting.
I see kids running around, be like, yo, watch your kid.
Right.
Hey, JP, Scarence Terrence McLaren has weighed in on Twitter, and he, in fact, does think you're wearing Cowboys colors.
You're a bunch of idiots. Scarence Terrence McLaren, I mean.
Scarence Terrence.
What kind of name is that?
That's a great name.
It's just so many idiots. Cody's on the line? Is Cody the one stirring all this S? Cody, don't you have a job?
No.
Hey, whoa. Calm down, JP. You're the one wearing Cowboys colors.
I'm glad you guys are having so much fun.
Hey, I do have a question. I don't like stirring the pot, but is it a coincidence that the alumni are getting involved and the Commanders are winning?
Brian?
Cody, so, I would just say this. The alumni always wanted to be involved, but there were some idiots that would not allow it. But now,
that guy a couple years ago, he was right. It was the alumni's fault.
No, I think that guy was an idiot because he truly believed that. He truly believed that ish. So he was an idiot.
All I'm saying. Beamage, you did that show. You and Santana did that show last year, but you didn't go to the games. Now you're going to the games and they're winning.
We went to every game last year.
No, I don't think you started till like a month in.
Now we went to every game.
Right. No, because you weren't in Denver.
We missed
and they
Denver,
won that game.
And when we started going, they kept losing. So what y'all going to try to say now?
I don't know. Investigate.
Y'all full of crapola.
They are full of crap. How on earth is that Cowboys colors? I'm wearing a brown jacket.
That's not brown, Jay. Thing is not brown.
What color do you think that is?
That's a gray, a taupey gray.
It's not Dallas at all. And if I'm not allowed to wear a blue tie, someone's got to buy me a whole lot of new ties. Blue kind of just goes with everything.
No, you don't.
You know what's funny? Go get a picture. I didn't even think about this. Go look at what I have for Sunday.
I saw that. Yeah. So, hey.
I wear gray and blue. That's like what I wear because it's simple.
It's your favorite colors.
You guys are idiots, man. Just idiots.
And then you're trying to make us seem like our eyes are messed up saying that's a brown jacket?
That jacket is brown. Now, what B's about to roast me with now is straight up gray and blue. Like, I'll own it when it is gray and blue. Just that isn't. It's brown.
Maybe I need to see this jacket in person, bro, because on this picture.
B has it in his hands right now.
This is a charcoal gray. That is not brown, dude.
Maybe I'm colorblind.
Right here, this is gray for sure.
Talking to the microphone.
The lighter color right here is gray, Jay. Look.
Well, you'll have to watch Sunday because Sunday's outfit is definitively blue and gray. There's no debate about that. They're also playing a team that wears red, so it's irrelevant. Maybe Jera can solve this riddle. Jera, hello. How do you do, sir?
How do you think I do right now? What kind of a dumbass question is that? I'm pissed.
You got a big game tonight, man. You got a big game tonight.
What do you think I feel? First of all, blank you to my damn defense. Blank you to my defensive coordinator. And blank you to the damn dumbass that hired. Oh, that's me. Never mind. Hey, listen, all I got to say is this. If stuff doesn't change, there's going to be some hell to pay. Hey, listen, y'all. I was going to say have a good day. Blank all y'all. And you know what, Jeff Finley? Quit getting on there trying to defend what colors you're wearing. If you're wearing something that looks like America's team, well, God bless America. You look good. I got to go, y'all. Kiss my damn ass.
Jared's fired up.
Greg said your umbrella was blue, too.
Kerwin got the umbrella as a target. Like, if we have to strike blue from the record, there's going to be a whole lot.
You could buy a black umbrella.
I didn't buy the umbrella. Target I had no Dallas? Plan for the rain.
Target in Dallas?
That was Target in Cincinnati, you bunch of idiots.
Dallas North.
Hey, look, everything I saw in Cincinnati people wore was black and orange.
Let CK know that I quit. Just let him know. I can send in a retirement email. Drew is on line 3. Hello, Drew. How do you do?
Hey, JP. Hey, we may be piling on a little bit too. You know, we love the show and the Commanders coverage, but we got a little bit of a bleak view because this weekend has the biggest college football game of the season, and instead of hearing anything about that, we got to hear about some kind of crazy hotel room. So,
you're right. You're right. Roll Tide. Georgia Bama this weekend in Tuscaloosa, B. Who do you like?
Georgia.
It's the first time Bama's been a home dog in a long time.
I said Georgia. He hit it.
It's probably on delay. Drew's headed down there.
You kill us. We're gonna get this, B. Mitch.
All right. I got you.
My mom. All right, Drew. We got to hang up on Drew because all I can hear is feedback from his car. Thank you for calling, Drew. My mom just texted me, keep defending yourself, JP. They're being really hard on you, but it is hysterical.
There you go, mommy. Get him. Your mama like when you get talked about. She know how you are. You do it to everybody.
Oh, God.
Daily.
I do what daily?
Mess with Jeff.
Try to be a nice guy and mess keep with it Jeff. Moving.
You wreck the Cowboys daily.
Yep, you sure do.
I mean, there's literally not a team on the planet that I hate more. Maybe Duke.
It's all right. There's there's a lot of Cowboys fans from the area.
It could be Duke color you wore with that blue tie last week.
Like, the tie I have this week, I brought on purpose because it's hot as hell out here, and it has little snowflakes on it. But it happens to be blue.
Let me ask you a question, though. You show me that brain is not really working. A tie, as hot as it is, you shouldn't have brought no tie this week.
Maybe I won't.
To be honest with you.
You know who gives me a hard time? I need Doc Walker on the line. Lanville, see if you can track down Doc. I don't know if he's on with Russell.
Give you a hard time for what?
Doc is the one that always compliments how I look on television.
Okay,
because I dress nice.
Well, Russell doesn't start till 2, bro.
I'm just going to tell you, bro. When it's 109 degrees, you take off more clothes.
We're
you don't put
inside,
on more.
Inside, B. It'll be nice and cool in the State Farm Stadium, whatever it's called.
Hey, man, it's a sports event. Relax sometimes. To hell with all that.
No, I will continue to wear nice clothing, and if you idiots think it has anything to do with a football team, you are incorrect.
We know you're undercover. That's all. That's good.
You're out of your mind. Bama, Georgia this weekend, plus some news that I think Lanfield's really going to like when we return.